tomato. Man, come on.
All right. Welcome. All new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
Dale.
I'm Ro.
Oh, I'm surprised we didn't get that. You know what it is. Okay. Switch it up. All right. How's y'all week?
It's been a good week, man, but nothing like Friday, though. Friday's the best day of the week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Ain't been too bad.
Okay. What about you, G-Man?
Same old week. Same old week. Just a different month. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good.
Okay. Well, before I play the message, tonight's episode, GTD, got the draws. All right. So we came up with this topic this week because it was, a question. Like, who do y'all think? Not like we condone cheating, but who do you think is, between men and women, who do you think is better at it? Nobody got nothing?
What's that? Are you talking about who cheats better?
Yeah.
Women?
Yeah,
hands down? Yeah.
What do y'all think, G-Man, Dale?
I'm gonna tell you, man. I think whoever's putting their mind and heart to it the most, will come out the best. Like I said, if you find a woman that is she's got a lock on cheating and want to do it, she'll find a way and make a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that it's whoever in that season. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're not mm-hmm. being taken care of at home and all that stuff like that, you're going to find somebody to cheat with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you'll, and yeah. matter of fact, the tricky part about it, you'll justify the cheat.
That's right.
She's just not feeding me, or he's not feeding me, or she's not giving me what I need at home.
I'm not you're not cleaning the house, and you're not cooking for me, or you're not doing the things that got me here and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's mm-hmm. whoever in that season at the moment. I can't say if it's a man or a woman, but at the end of the day, it's like if a man cheat, we get sloppy. If a woman cheat, you can tell if a woman cheating. I mean, if they getting all dressed up, you ain't never seen them get dressed up before, but you seen them getting mm-hmm. dressed up, putting on lipstick and eyeliner and
look more then, perfume.
Yeah, and then you look, and they happen to go up front, and you look inside their thing and they got like extra clothes. Well, I'm going to the gym afterwards. Okay. You going to the gym. Okay. Mm-hmm. What gym you going to? Mm-hmm. let me find out what gym you going to. I mean, you going to the gym, let me hit you now. That's the new gym. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, before we start playing the message, I think it's like whoever in that season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't gonna say I came up with the topic, but asked the question because I was watching something. I saw a challenge. And what the challenge was, it was a guy and his girlfriend, they were sitting together. And he was like, he told his girlfriend, he said, your friends will look out for you if you're cheating. And she was like, no, she wouldn't. So what he did was he called her friend and was like, hey, I've been trying to catch up with such and such. And you know what I'm saying? She ain't answering the phone. Is she with you or have you talked to her? That friend said, hold up, she in the bathroom. I'll have her call you back in the next couple minutes. Mind you, now dude's girlfriend sitting right next to him. Approximately 2 seconds later, the girlfriend phone rings. And the girlfriend answered the phone and she was like, hey, look, I don't know where you at, but you know what I'm saying? So your boyfriend, he called, because I can't remember what the guy name was. And he was like, he calling, you need to, I'm letting you, I told him that you was with me in the bathroom, but you was in the bathroom. And it was like, dude was sitting there and he just looked at her. So then they flipped the challenge and she called his best friend, and his best friend fucking nutted up. Mm. Basically sold him out. So that's why I asked the question. But now we like 7 messages deep. And Callie, she gets mad if we don't play her messages.
Like I said, we got much love and respect for Callie. You put her on.
And I am motherfucking Callie girl, ready to get on your ass, G-Man. Hi, Jared. bro. How you doing? Happy Friday, everybody. It is 6:33 on the East Coast. Let's get this show rolling. Who the hell came up with that damn question? Got or title? Got the drawers? Are we talking about underwear? This is G-Man. This is G-Man 100%. I know it's G-Man.
Got the drawers. It actually wasn't. No, it was my topic, but not my words. That was row 24 words.
Those are your words. You said it.
I did not say got the draws. Oh yes, I. Well, we was joking around. I didn't think you were gonna use that. Yeah, it was my words, but I didn't think we was gonna use that. Because you had said something about something. And I said, yeah, that's like got the draws or whatever. So I didn't really think we was gonna use it as a topic. So yeah, it was my words. You see how fast I'm gonna throw Roy under that bus?
Damn. Smell the fumes.
Damn.
Wow, bro, you give us the hands down, huh? We cheat better? You think so? I don't know about that. Oh, that wasn't Ro that said that. Okay, y'all confuse me when you have other people in the background. Y'all confuse me. So is this Down Talk About Women Friday Day? Is that what this is? Golly, can't we talk about something happy? G-Man, you really think that that's how you tell a woman that's cheating? That they put on makeup? Please. I could be dressing in clothes going to the grocery store and still cheat. What the hell are you talking about? I am not going to make it obvious in your face that I'm cheating on you. Really? Let me put some makeup on. Let him think that I'm going to cheat on you. I am not going to make it obvious.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, it's a lot of ways that people cheat. I have never been cheated on. I have never cheated on someone. You get what I'm saying?
I've been cheated on, and I've done some cheating in a lifetime. So again, I've been on both sides of the plate.
And what I mean by that is that, you know, like, I have never had an opportunity to cheat. For me now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if I wanted to cheat, how can I? I'm a homebody, you know? And this is when everybody...
There's always opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, given an opportunity and a situation, it might present itself. But Cali Girl got me thinking now. Yeah. Technically, doing the makeup thing... That's a telltale. Like I said, I'd like for her to kind of walk us through, if she was going to cheat, how would she do it?
I know. I was looking at this TikTok, and it was like a challenge or whatever, and the guy had asked his lady how she would do it, and without hesitation, she told him, she said, oh, I'll probably just wait until you about to go out with the fellas, and then I give it about 30 minutes. I know you're going. I'll call him over. We're going to do what we're going to do. I'm going to send him out. I'm going to go ahead and wash and dry the sheets and covers. And then by the time you come back, the bed will be made back up. And I'll probably be looking at TV or something.
Wow.
Homeboy just looked and he was just like, you said that way too easy. Like, it was just rolled off. Like, she already been thinking about it or doing something.
That's deep. And a devious... treacherous sister could get away with that.
And nobody has a comment. Wow.
Cali Girl, we waiting on your comment.
We got one.
I mean, yeah, why are you doing it? Why would you have that thought of doing it in the person's face? Like when you're at the house or whatever like that. Don't you typically wait till the person leaves or you say, hey, I gotta go somewhere real quick? I mean, what? I'm just... baffles me is to think that you think that every time somebody puts some makeup on that they're cheating. Or that might be the cover-up. No, I'm gonna take my ass in. If I'm gonna cheat, I will wear whatever the hell I'm gonna wear.
Okay, so if you think about it too, like, okay, so you going to the gym by yourself, right? Now, all of a sudden, you go to the gym. You've been going to the gym, not wearing no makeup. You've been going to the gym, not wearing no tight stuff, everything loose and all that. Then all of a sudden, a month goes in, you going to the gym. Your spandex or whatever you have you
got
on
a little tighter.
Got a little tighter.
Yeah.
Your hair is starting to look a little nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Your lipstick, you ain't had it on before. Now you got lipstick on. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that I'm not, and then to the guys and all the stuff like that, you go baggy clothes, you go wear a faux shirt on, then all of a sudden you got a wife beat on. You know what I'm saying? You got one of those Nike's tights on. You know what I'm saying? You got, I mean, like, you look totally different. Man, you looking in the mirror. So what I'm saying is that people, it's in a season for most people. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever, like, season cheating come in for their household, that's the season. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the way I feel about it.
Mm.
Hey, Ro.
Yeah.
Look, yeah.
So back to what you said, you know, you can play that message.
Okay.
Right. Let me address this wife beater shit. I have never dated anybody with a white beater shirt. Don't even come near me with the damn white beater shirt. That is such the most retarded thing. You think that thing is sexy? That shit, undershirt, dirty, sweaty, no. It is not sexy at all. Wife beater what?
Yeah, because they got the regular one on. They got to wear the G-Unit one.
Callie, thank you for sharing your insight. We appreciate that. Oh, yeah. Like I said again, for some women, that wife beater is a hook. Now, for you, it's not. But for some, it just might be that hook. You know, just a little bit more bicep, a little bit more pectoralis major and minor muscle. You know, for some, it works. Maybe no, not for
no,
you.
No, I know.
With dudes, all before they leave the house, they got Axe body spray. Now they got on $200 cologne. Who the fuck you smelling good for? You've been buying cheap shit for years. All of a sudden now.
Yeah.
Now you wearing Sauvage.
That's how you...
And YSL.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Got you.
Don't let them leave the barbershop.
Yeah.
They get that fresh cut. Some of them niggas act like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the stuff that we say about women, you know what I'm saying? Men have their own, I guess, most men have their own telltale. My thing is, if you're going to cheat and you a guy and you're going to cheat and you come home, like you coming home, don't just wash your dick and balls. Wash everything.
So, I mean, but my
underarms smell like onions. Dick and balls smell like goddamn Irish Spring. You're going to get caught.
And make sure you wash your beard, because just in case you partake.
Exactly. Especially if you can't just be eating pussy and then going to come in the house and going to give her a kiss.
No, you know, look, I call it your juice cap. Your beard is your juice cap. Mm. That's a juice cap.
You up there eating pussy, and then you want to give your girl a kiss on the mouth as soon as you get home. Act like she ain't gonna smell that.
Like, what the fuck is that smell? Nah, yo, we went to Windbone.
Oh, we got two of them.
Speaking of the cologne, that's the last, if never at all in my life, will I ever buy my man some cologne. For your ass to take yourself out with that cologne on? Hell no. You're going to be smelling all natural. She likes you the way that is, then fine. But I am not going to buy you any nice smelling thing. Hell no. For somebody else to sniff on you? No.
Then they're going to spray that shit in the air and walk through the mist. You know you about to get some ass tonight.
Challenge yard. Every damn day, twice a damn day, you better wash between your damn ass and your balls and underneath all of that shit.
You know what? And that's the thing. You, I mean, you like, if you're going to cheat, don't leave evidence.
Yeah, don't leave.
Don't leave evidence. If you're going to scrub your phone, go ahead and scrub your phone and all that stuff like that. And, you know, never ever, a good cheater always lie about their whereabouts. Look, think about it. Somebody see you.
It's a small world.
Just go ahead and say, man, if you say you at Lucky 99, just go ahead and say you at Circle K. No, you at Lucky 99. Just go ahead and say that.
Exactly.
But that's what most cheaters do. You know, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, there's just one thing. I don't know if it was a skit, but I wasn't for sure. But this guy, whatever, his girlfriend was cheating on him. And the guy that she was cheating with, he would take a shower before he leave, but he was using the boyfriend's body wash. And that nigga found, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it was like, you know, if somebody else using your shit, why he pissed in it and shook that shit and left it there for that. Left it for that side nigga to be taking a shower and like basically piss, soap and piss.
Mm, that's wrong. That's real wrong. I mean, you know, when I was younger, I'd go by my girl's house and, you know, we do a little sun, and I take a shower there.
That's right.
But I come home and mom's like, we ain't that kind of soap at the house. Where the hell you done been?
That's right.
So, you know, you just, it's little things you got to learn along the way.
The smart thing is whatever body wash you got at home, that's the body wash you keep in the car. So whenever you go into the other chick house and you get your shower, you still using the same soap.
Like I said, we don't want this to be a cheating 101 class for those people that are not cheating to go ahead and, because I know they're writing stuff down now. Fix the soap, make sure you got the right body wash, yeah. You know, don't be wearing no makeup
right.
before you leave the house. So, like I said, again, it's a tutorial. We hope not.
I'm be honest with you. I ain't said anything. That's three of y'all. So y'all are professors of this class.
Only been two. And you. You are the third one.
You know what I'm saying? You, Dale, and Greg. Not G-Man, I mean. I'm just a spectator. That's all. Mm-hmm. I'm just the guy that pressed the message buttons like I'm doing now.
Y'all don't talk about that. When, you know what? I don't need to tell my stuff. But what I usually do when my man stuff is all over my face when I'm down there doing his thing, you know, I leave it on for the rest of the day because I want to smell his shit all day long. Yes, I do. And that will deter anybody else coming towards me. So that's what I do. I do it every damn week. I leave it there.
Well, I mean, think about it, Callie. You don't swallow it, so you good.
Oh, shit.
And then you gargle it, mouthwash, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Look,
you
gargle
it. God damn.
Look, you ain't even got to worry about smelling like it. I mean, like, you know?
That's interesting. Thank you, Callie.
Hey, look, I love Callie.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Callie, you like I said, we believe in you. Matter of fact, we might be your number one fan.
I am.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Man said he is your number one fan.
That's what I'm saying. He said she walk around with the smell of... Oh, shit.
Mm.
So my soap of choice is Dove Shea Butter.
Okay.
Dove Shea Butter. And when I go to my man's house, the guarantee, or just to mark my damn territory, so I eat, as y'all know, I got some long-ass hair. So I go around the house, bathroom, hallway, kitchen, everywhere, living room, on his bed, underneath the bed. I leave my hair all over the place. You think he tells me anything? He don't tell me shit.
Okay, now.
He don't say, baby, please stop doing that. Nope, he lets it be.
Well, I mean, look, you sound like a
dustbuster too. He sucked that
Greg, hey, G-Man, hey, y'all nobody says anything because I got to play this message. I got to play this one.
G-Man, I swallow, I massage, I put it all over my face. Okay? As you coming, I'm swallowing, and then I'm licking, and I'm just massaging it into my face. Okay? I enjoy all that shit.
All right, Callie, guess what?
Damn.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now.
Damn.
Callie, my girl. You are
one in a million.
No, she's my hero.
Oh my goodness.
Look, I need to sign up for you to
need to teach classes.
No, she well
that I'm impressed. I just got to say damn.
No, I need her. Look, what have you ever thought about the love steak? You can have the love steak, the love meat. You can practice on that, man. I mean, like, but
oh my goodness!
But she, what she just said to Stroud?
She just do it all. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I am.
I'm impressed.
And she got me about new cartwheels.
Damn.
You know, that's the interesting. Why is it that women don't like doing that? That's my pleasure. I enjoy that.
You are the real MVP.
You the MVP. I'm gonna tell you, you the MVP of the podcast. Run, go tell it. You the MVP.
She the MVP. The MVD. Most valuable.
Matter of fact, we need to put her on the podcast. We need to add her to the list.
Yeah. You know what? With Callie, Callie, we appreciate you sharing that.
Yes, thank you. You made my weekend.
Y'all done ran. It was an avatar here. He said his name was his or her was Pastor P. Y'all done ran him out of here. Y'all done ran the pastor out of here.
Got to go. He couldn't stay here with this. Wow, Callie,
She got another message for us.
This is how I do that dick too. Once you're coming, I'm still sucking until I know you. The balls are coming through your damn dick. That's how much I love doing it. Okay. Yes.
Well, Callie. Did somebody just go shit? Did somebody just say that?
I'm guilty.
Damn. I thought it was like, no, I'm honest with you. That was my second time hearing that. It was like, shit. I thought that was what's the name from the damn, what was that from The Wire? Was he on The Wire? What was the other show he was on?
Yeah, that was
a wire. Clay
Davis.
That's all right, Callie. That's all right. She may not be new to this, but she's true to this. That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. Sleep good tonight.
Hey, look, don't leave yet. You about to turn brothers on.
Y'all got some tight pants on tonight? You better go put those, sweatpants on, get a little loose and...
Why everybody got quiet?
Yeah, we have imaginations now.
You got all y'all quiet in here.
Stop laughing. Oh, shit.
I don't know. I heard somebody goes on. Somebody goes, "She." I'm like, "God damn."
Oh, man.
But you know what? Callie ain't the only one. But she's the one that she got enough heart to go ahead and speak her conviction. There's other young ladies out there doing that, old and young. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
What's that 4-6? You know about some old bitches?
I don't know nothing, sir.
Oh.
I was just agreeing. What you talking about?
Thought you were gonna say you had some old ones. You had to tell them go ahead and flirt this up just like some Gentile.
Say what? What is that?
We got something from Shorty Love on.
There go a message.
I can tell you guys are still pondering. Let's move on to the what we talking about here.
I'm stuck right now. I'm impressed. I'm good.
Hey, Callie, do you do the handstand when you do all that?
Oh, damn.
What's wrong? Pussy popping on a handstand?
Yeah, on a handstand.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. Whew. That was good. That was a good laugh right there.
But I'm saying, though, everybody got quiet, though. Like, everybody.
I was laughing, man.
Being thoughtful reflection.
Look, no, she oppressed us. I mean, all this. Look, you got to talk about a 60-year-old woman that doing all. I mean, she's 60?
Perhaps.
40?
I don't know.
Nah, my bad, Callie, for putting your age out there. I don't know how old you are. But you
But you're respected at any age.
Yeah. Even if. No, Diddy.
No, I don't do a handstand. No, I do not.
She could have been to freak off. That's almost freak off potential right there.
G-Man, I am not 60, but I'm mid-50s. But I actually didn't do all that when I was married for 26 years. I became involved in all that after I got divorced and experienced some things.
Well, Cal, if you had did those things, do you think you would have stayed married?
I think he was holding you back from...
Yeah, just being yourself.
Oh, man.
I mean...
So basically what y'all saying is her husband of 26 years, he was holding her back from her full potential. Is that what you saying?
Yeah.
Think about it. He probably was going in the shower, running back out when she come around, and she like, hey, lay on the bed. He was like, I got to go to work. I got to go to the gym. I got to go to work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He was stifling her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was holding her back from
being
he was holding her back from being a pimp in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
What? Okay, we got a response to what was said.
No, my ex-husband was a narcissist, and he was quite boring in that department. I mean, I could probably say that I was quite boring, because it was not all that. I got married when I was 19, 20, so I was quite immature as to what the realm of experiences you can have. So, like I said, I didn't experience all the fun and interesting ways you can do things until after I was divorced.
So what let the tiger out the cage?
Her tone. That's
okay.
All.
That's her tone?
Her tone. Yeah.
Her tone and her... Wow. Yeah. She's a bad woman. I mean, look, once again, R. Kelly said it, but for these women that don't understand, Sierra said it too. She said... the goodies.
She can turn loose the goodies.
Yeah.
The goodies.
Very impressive, Callie. Very impressive.
Callie, you right here. You got my third leg just like shaking right now.
That third leg jumping.
Shoot, I mean, like R. Kelly said, I hear you screaming shout. Oh, I don't. You remember that sound?
I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Have a little step there. This leg is my right leg.
That's right.
And this leg is kind of weak. But this third leg, that's my good leg. That's it. Shout out to my bros.
And if you guys don't remember, my ex-husband was in the military for 20 years out of our 26-year marriage. So he was gone quite a bit. Yeah.
She beat herself up.
I met people that helped me experience these things. Just like I licked somebody's ass and just a lot of other stuff. I got fisted. You know, those are things I did not get when I was married, of course. But, yeah.
The fisted.
Yeah, she said, fisted. Yeah,
she said fisted.
Right now, you looking at him. R.O.
20. Yeah.
Say what? Wait, what?
All I'm gonna say is that's all I got.
What about Ro?
He never got fisted. I'm saying
she got fisted.
No, I'm saying.
For clarity's sake, she did say fisted. Mm-hmm.
She said she got fisted.
She got fisted.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Fisted.
I'll be that. Okay.
Oh, you talking about? Oh, no. Talking about Ro doing the fisting? Yeah, that sounds about right.
I never fisted nobody.
He done taste the grocery. He done taste the lettuce, the tomatoes, the cucumber, the ham hock, everything that coming out of the grocery.
Good Lord.
Let me tell you something. If you've ever eaten Chris and you ain't asked before, I just want to let you know that. At least one time.
You're going to eat that.
Oh, you want to eat? Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
But like I said, you can't, you got to have no inhibitions. You know, you gotta take the bridle off. You just gotta go for it.
Exactly.
Look. Hey, Gerard, go ahead and play that next message right there. Callie got something to say.
Right. Yes, to clarify, I was the one that got fisted. So, question is, now let's turn this around. Now you're all asses. Have you ever fisted anybody? Would you like to?
I say no, but I'd like to. I'm curious.
All right, Dale, answer that question. Y'all gonna, what about the rest of y'all?
I said, no, I've never fisted nobody. I don't think I would want to, though. I don't think I'm about to. Like, I seen the video. I'm just talking about that. Right? Mm-hmm. I'll be laughing too much.
What about you, G-Man?
Ever fisted anybody? No.
Nah, I never have. I don't know if I would want to, though.
Say if he would want to.
Huh?
I said he answered the first part. He said no, he never had.
But you know, like before.
G-Man, would you want to? Though?
Got to be out the window, though.
Let me tell you this, man. Look, Callie, you done spend this whole podcast tonight.
Yeah, you done took over. You the queen,
Callie. You done spend this whole
all podcast. Hail to the queen.
Look, you need to just keep on talking, homie. Go ahead and tell me some more stuff you done. Because right now, you got the third leg in me just sitting right there. That joker sitting right now. He ready. He ready to jump on a plane to try looks to figure like out where you at. Ready. You know what I'm saying? Now, man, if I'm gonna cheat, I'm gonna.
You
cheat
said that temperature rising.
Wow.
Hey, G-Man, you said that temperature rising?
Temperature rising.
Man, shoot, man. I can't even say none of R. Kelly stuff. I can't say none of R. Kelly songs because, man, if I say it seemed like I'm ready, Kelly already been ready.
Yeah, she done been there, did. Got a t-shirt.
A whole t-shirt.
Whole t-shirt.
She said she don't like wife beater. Guess what she like? She just want to beat it. Michael Jackson. Beat it down.
Oh, got a message.
And you wonder why my boyfriend's kept me for almost 7 years. Yeah, he's not going to get rid of me anytime soon.
Let me tell you something, Callie. If you sit there and you taking it like that, and you like it on, if you like it like makeup, let me tell you that. When I say like it on makeup, if you like the cum on your face like makeup,
oh my goodness,
I need to meet you, homie.
Oh my goodness, somebody stuck their fist up my ass.
Yeah,
they took a whole fist.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But it shouldn't be no fist, man. Some guys got fists that look like a dang on magnet.
Oh my goodness. Muy importante.
No, hey.
Wow.
I can't even say no more about Callie. Callie,
not y'all.
You're not impressed.
Well,
Queen.
Callie said she came in here ready to rumble. Wow. Yes, that's what she did.
She took off. Guess what? She literally have taken off the gloves.
I'm about to go climb a tree like a monkey.
Yep, the gloves has come off.
I know sometimes we have like moments of us being quiet, but there's never been a point where I feel like we've been like a loss for words. And I feel like this time, this episode, we at a loss for words right now.
Yeah.
We're at a loss. So was not expecting that.
It's Callie.
I expected it.
All hail to the queen.
This is Callie. Yeah.
It's up to you, Gray Sweat. You gotta save us out there. You gotta tell us all about that nasty shit that you be doing.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. I don't do shit. I don't do nothing.
Hey, Gerard, do me a favor. Look at your back chat. Sent you a little something.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell.
Care to share?
I'll tell y'all later. I'll tell y'all in the group chat.
And Callie might have been receptive to more than one guy at a time.
So if y'all gonna be in the party, yeah. Y'all wanna be what placement do y'all wanna be? Y'all wanna be first, you wanna be in the middle, you gonna be last?
You said what?
So you heard me.
No, I didn't hear you. No, for real.
I said, where do you want your placement? If you're gonna be a part of a train, you wanna be first, last, in the middle?
I'm not part of the train. I don't want to be part of the train.
I definitely gonna be last. Whoever last getting, they're the one who getting everything back on them.
No, I feel like what time the train post start? give me a time, because whatever time that is, that's what time everybody going to jail. I'm just saying. So now I'm gonna be part of the train.
I don't know,
girl. Y'all, I ain't be part of the train, sir. No, sir. No.
When you say a thousand softies is here and reporting for duty.
No. That sounds like 1,000 bottles of lube and baby oil in 45 years in prison. That's what that sounds like to me. I'm good.
It sounds like showing up for the freak off.
Yeah,
we got
it. We got
this. Yep. First, middle, last. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
I said the same thing, Callie. What are we doing here? Why are we talking about a train?
What, no? Well,
unless we talk about Amtrak.
Oh, you a freak ass nigga, ain't you?
No, I'm talking about like a real train, not that foolish as you he was talking about.
What you said last week, huh? Not foolishness if that's what somebody is into. If people are into that drug, you can't be kink shaming them. So for those that want,
I ain't kink. Is that a kink? Is running the train a kink?
Some females that like the train, and there are some dudes that like the train.
Oh, I mean, if it's a kink, then I take that back. And that's what you into, that's what you into. I'm not into that.
There are some dudes that like the reverse training and will like a couple ladies. Take
I
tell you,
I found a series of highly.
The hell was that?
I don't know what y'all got going on.
What y'all got going on?
We went to the commercial break.
For a split second, I thought they turned on Pornhub or something. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Are we good? We good.
Yeah, I turned on Pornhub. I am Pornhub.
Cause yeah.
On that time, okay. I'm gonna press this message real quick.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, everybody's saying that Diddy gave content for all of us for the rest of the year. I've already seen a whole bunch of stuff on TikTok about him.
Oh yeah.
You know, I often think about Diddy, and I just don't see it. I see where he coming from, but that's the kind of that kind of money created madness. That's just so wrong on so many different levels.
And then the thing about it, even if he cannot say that he didn't know what his assistants, and because he had like a bunch of people working for him, you know what I'm saying? So he cannot say he didn't know that they were setting up these parties.
Yeah.
He cannot say that because guess what?
He can't acknowledge
from the first party when they set it up, he knew about it. Yep. From the second party when they set it up, he knew about it. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that make me sad about P. Diddy's situation is that once again, society and him himself has brought down another black man.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to like Bill Cosby, the same thing happened to Bill Cosby. And we started calling him Bill Cosby. Now we doing a no Diddy. The same thing with R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? And then, don't get it wrong now. These people choose to do that because they let fame and white money. Counterpart.
I mean, they got white folks doing the same thing, but they just ain't been called out like that.
But that's what Kanye West was saying. I don't know if y'all realize this. Kanye West said this a long time ago. Like, he was like, if you're not part of the corporate world, the minute you stop being and you try to turn back, they'll bring you down.
Yeah.
And so with the P. Diddy thing and all this stuff like that, he had an opportunity to get out. Look, if I'm worth $1 billion, man, there's no way I'm gonna be doing sex party. I can buy any woman that I want.
On the low.
I can go to Cuba, you can buy any woman you
Dominican
want.
Dominican Republic. Yeah, and be done.
You ain't got to do all these parties.
Fly in.
Brooklyn Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say.
Who said yeah? Who said yeah?
He doesn't say that.
I'm sorry. What are you saying, G-Man? My bad.
No, I'm good. I mean, like, only thing I was saying is that, you know, we bring our own attention to ourselves. That's all. So, I mean, like, every time we do something, I mean, like, as African Americans, you know, we do it to ourselves. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean,
so
like,
for every 4 or 5 foot forward steps we take 7 or 8 back.
Yeah, we do it. I mean, we do it to ourselves, man. Like, P. Diddy did this to himself. They had enough on him to incriminate him. They had enough. They had 50 witnesses. I mean, like, these people, do they understand that they're not going to get no money? Like, if this man in jail, they're not going to. I mean, like, you can testify. You can sue all you want. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing it out of spite, are you doing it because he hurt you? I understand that. I mean, like, really, I have never been a part of a domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, I just feel as though that people need to do their research on situation that happened, you know? Like, they try to do the Bill Cosby stuff, when they sat there and they told him, like, if you testify and you say it's true that you did all these stuff, you won't serve no time. But guess what? He sat there and he said it's true. Mm-hmm. That prosecutor was like, you going to jail.
Yeah.
And guess what the Supreme Court did in Pennsylvania? It was like, nah, man, we're going to let this man out of jail because you actually said if he admit to these things and all stuff like that, he don't have to serve no time. Now, Bill Cosby did serve 18 months.
Sure did. Blind.
But
with a handicap.
But he don't supposed to because he admit. Under oath.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? He admit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we got to be careful as a society not to actually – you know, like, now trust me and believe me, Diddy did to Cassie or whoever he did,
that was wrong.
Now, he need to serve some time for what he did. Now, if you're going to sit there and take his money to actually settle out of court, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of confused. How you can take the money to settle out of court, but you can go to the grand jury to actually testify against
him?
That
he hurt me.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I'm confused by the money part of it. Why not? Why look? He
cash rules everything around.
But I'm just saying, why take the money and you gonna say, hey man, bump? I don't want the money. Don't give me. I want mm-hmm. justice.
Mm-hmm. But most people taking the money.
But they taking the money
taking
for
the money.
But he guess what? He ain't gonna have the money to give them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say that, like, Cassie's situation, he settled for the situation when he shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Because he was going to go to jail anyway. He should have just go ahead and say, man, bump that. They already got the video evidence and all that stuff like that. They already got all that. Man, why settle out of court? Man, you done did it. It's on video. Why you gonna settle? They gonna look, somebody smarter than you, even if you pay them $50,000 to hold on to that evidence, somebody smarter than you already got the evidence. You know what I mean? They already got the video. So what they end up doing is that they turn it over. People started playing it before the dang gone. People started raiding his house.
Mm-hmm.
And when he settled with her, gave her $30 million or whatever. What I'm just saying in general is that he was wrong for all his actions. The consequences right now is that he's in jail. They call him a monster and all that stuff like that, which he is, which he is. But these people already got money, and now they testify. That money gonna stop, cause he ain't got enough. He, I mean, they said what? They say he worth $400 million right now from a billion, 1.5. He done sold every single thing. So who are they gonna be suing when he in jail? You get what I'm saying? Like who? Mm-hmm. Not saying. Maybe I kind of confuse everybody, but what I'm saying is that who is he? Who they gonna sue when he ain't got no money?
Then they gonna sue for the principal.
How they gonna get the money though?
No money, principal.
Ain't no money no more.
No more money, principal.
But they want the money.
But they want the money. Ultimately, the money. Guys, let's be mindful that our topic is pretty much again: who cheats better, men or women? I think the one who cheats the better is the one that has, again, has a vested in interest in doing whatever they're gonna do. The one that's most clever, again, could be the female, could be the male. But like I said, unfortunately, cheating is out there and it's there to stay. You know, everybody's gonna find a way for whatever reason.
Somebody wanna meet somebody who got a nice package.
Yeah.
That's right. That package might be a good package. It might not last but 1 minute.
But it might be temporal.
He might not last but 1 minute.
Man.
I mean, look. And then somebody might want a girl who got a deep throat.
Deep, yeah. That's
and
right.
Look, how long will her throat last before it gets,
that's it. That's
before
it
gets sore?
Mm-hmm.
Before it have cold.
She could be the throat. She could be the throat goat.
But her throat might be sore. Throat. Dang. Let me quit.
We're just talking.
I'm done talking
talking.
I don't know because I don't cheat, so I don't know. I've never cheated. I don't know.
Never cheated.
I've never cheated.
You know the sad thing about it is that, you know.
Why is it sad? Because I never cheated.
Now you do know there's different forms of cheating.
You mean like cheating?
Exactly.
Life, or you talking about like cheating on a woman?
Cheating on a woman.
Oh, okay.
Why you say that with disbelief?
Say that. I was
yes, you did. It was like you had you took a breath like, okay. So I mean, nah, I never cheated.
Hey, look, like Prince had a song said, "Me and my little red Corvette." Mm-hmm. So put words in that. Me and my little red car driving around. Gerard, I see your little red car driving all the way to Berkeley car.
Look, you ain't never seen nothing. You ain't never seen nothing. All I do is go to work and come home.
I know. Gerard, I see your car up for $85 a day. I-26, I-95. Look, with my drone.
That does not take, no, none of those ways take me to work. Or bring me home.
But look, you a busy man out here on the street. You a busy man, man.
No, I'm not.
You a dangerous man.
No, I'm not. I'm innocent. I am innocent, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. Like I told y'all last week, I am shocked and appalled that y'all would say such things about me. And I do know a nigga named Paul. So I don't understand why y'all keep saying stuff. Got y'all confused, huh? Yep. Got a message. I'm gonna let y'all think. I'm gonna play this message. I'm gonna let y'all think about what y'all said and how y'all saying these things about me when you know it's not true. Should be ashamed of yourselves.
Gerard, you don't need to explain yourself to these gentlemen over here. Don't worry about it. You're all right.
Exactly.
I need to know what Cali listening to in the background. Cause you listening to something, man, and it sounds nice and smooth. You know what I'm saying? Is that Isaac Hayes? Is that
she's in her mid 50s?
She's in her mid-50s. She might be listening to the best of G-Man.
Might be, yeah, the best, yeah.
Best of G-Man.
The best of G-Man.
Okay. Man, well, I just want to make sure that's what I thought you did.
She got. She's a baker. Give her the best that she got.
Oh, got a message.
That's because I'm nice and smooth. This is what I do to relax. Come home. strip naked, getting my PJs, enter my R&B chill music on YouTube, folks.
Mm. Callie just messing with people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's she's just messing with folks.
She act like I'm a part of the banana club. You mean them guys, the banana boat club? Like, man, you about to mess me up over here, Callie. Stop talking like
stop
that.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to get on my little private jet, which is my car, my Camaro, and drive all the way up there.
Sound like a little darling Nikki.
Prince.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs.
We want to appreciate everyone that's listening tonight.
Man, Kent Gerard has said that most correctly. You guys don't understand how much you guys called in, Callie, that you guys mean to us. Again, you know, this show means little or nothing to us without you guys, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
I'm not messing with you. I'm telling you facts. You hear, hear the music? Quick. Listen, real hard. She's saying, I'm in a better place now. That's what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one more question before and then I'm gonna ask Callie. So, like, if you about to go like have sex with your woman, right? Do the underwear and the bra gotta match up? If the underwear and the bra don't match up, is that a turn off?
Is that a deal breaker?
No.
So
if she got black underwear and white bra on, is that a deal breaker?
It's a deal breaker.
No, it's not a deal breaker to me.
So let me spice this up. So if she got a pad on, white underwear and black
a pad. I said what?
I mean like
a pad.
A pad. I mean like, you know, like not a what do you call it, a little pad that they put in because they don't drip. Not a tampon.
A regular pad.
Just a regular pad.
Uh huh. Pad.
Is that a turn off?
No, not to me.
All right. So last question.
You, but anyway.
So if you and your woman didn't have sex and she have a pad on, do you think that she having sex someplace else?
See what you did there. See what you did there.
I got one better.
It's here.
I got one better. If do you think she cheating if she tell you that her cycle be on from like 30 to 60 days?
We got the blood
test. So do you think she's cheating?
Well, you ain't getting right none. Now.
She don't want to give you none.
Yeah, she don't want to give you
she
none.
She don't want to give you none. She, I mean, she ain't giving.
Oh, let me tell you something. It ain't me. It was another. You know, this was a question that was asked of me from a goofball. So I'm putting that out there, you know.
No, like, be transparent. Yeah. Be transparent. Go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna say no names. I'm just gonna say that's who said it. That's who asked me. Cause that's the way the question was, have you ever heard of a woman being on this cycle 30 days? I said, I've never heard that. I've never heard 30 days, you know, like that. So then it came back and was like, what about 60 days? Well, goddamn. I mean, Google it. Look it up. I've never heard that.
That's the goddamn queen of the damn right there, boy.
I'm just saying. Oh, we got like two of them.
First of all, if I go over to my man's house, I ain't wearing no panties and bra. No, I'm not. I'm ass naked under my clothes. Because I know what's about to go down. My man don't like no damn panties and no sexy bra. He said, why you buy that, baby? It's coming off anyway. So I'm prepared. I don't got nothing underneath what I wear over there. Because I'm about to strip down. G-Man, you serious? What? Just because you got a pad on, she's having sex with someone. What? First of all, if you go over a week, you need to go see a doctor. Second of all, having sex with your period is a lovely thing.
Is it what? What'd she say?
She says a lovely. She said, it's a lovely thing. To have sex with your period. No, I just think she just didn't want to sleep with the dude. That's why she told him that. She didn't want to sleep with him. So, that at least that's what I think.
But doesn't that take a lot for you to cycle these damn pads and
say what?
Say, don't this take a lot of time to cycle out these pads? What are we putting? Are we dousing that motherfucker with something too?
No, I think it's a word of, like, she's saying it, but she probably had nothing, like, no pad on, and she just told me. It ain't like he gonna check. He gonna take what she said, you know. So I doubt she walking around 30 days with a damn pad. Because he don't, you know, you gotta think about it. He gone every week. He only home on the weekends. And if up here it ain't on, all she doing is what keeping the same fucking pad on for like a day or two, and then he gone again.
Because
he on the road again.
Because when he come in, you don't have to pump fake, so you gonna have to get that tissue and wrap that shit up, let it sit up.
Maybe, yeah. But do you think he that bright though to really be like paying attention?
I ain't fucking with you, Drop. I ain't doing with you or G Man.
But I'm saying though, like in all seriousness. Do you think he's that bright to be like, oh, let me look, you know what I'm saying? Let me look and see. Nah, he ain't, no. He taking what she said, you know, by her word, and he just not getting it. Literally and figuratively speaking, just not getting it. But I figure I'd just bring that up since G-Man asked that question. Then I figure I would ask my question.
Yeah.
How do you make? Oh my God! Do I need to give you guys the 101 on how often women have to change their pads out? Do I? Cause we sure in hell do not wear them throughout one pad all day. Hell no! We change those suckers every couple hours. If you on for real, for real.
Yeah, but we talking about somebody that's lying about being on their period just so they won't have to fuck this lame-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, it ain't like every time she went to the bathroom, he went behind her. So. How do we get on that in the first place? That's what I'm saying. Like, G-Man took us down this damn rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think, you know, I appreciate Callie, much respect, because her insight and information is good.
Yeah, okay, if they're lying, then most men are not going to be like, okay, open your legs, let me see. They don't want to come near it, so they believe you. They believe us. If I'm going to tell you that, okay, I'll wait for about 7 days. Yeah, you know y'all check.
What if you one of them freak niggas that be like, you know what? I don't mind you got a pad on. Go ahead and put that mean in it anyway.
And we'll put it and you'll put it back on later.
To say what? I missed that whole thing. What'd you say, bro?
I said, what if you a freak nigga? I said, mm-hmm. What if he's a freak nigga? And he said, well, I'm going to run my hand down here anyway and flick that bean.
Appreciate you, man.
Sure. <It's>
all time. Yeah. No, he can't do that because he a germaphobe. Remember? Remember he said that?
You and G-Man on one tonight.
Who on one? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You and G-Man.
Oh. G-Man was the one that started that. He asked that question.
Going in?
Yeah. You know, no, what I mean, I'm all good here. I'm just going to be quiet. Just gonna be quiet over here.
I mean, I've had a couple of dudes that would don't mind at all being with me when I was on my period. I mean, he would be so gentleman-like, you know, after he, you know, we did a round or whatever, he'd go in the bathroom, get a washcloth and clean me up, and about 2 seconds later we'd go at it again and he'd clean me up again. He could care less. He loved it.
Well, I'm okay. All right. So let me just go ahead and keep it real with you, Cali girl. Now, if you were on your stuff, would you let him go down?
Ain't no damn vampire.
G-Man, you got a message. But I'm no, go ahead and finish what you're gonna say, and then I'll play it.
The only reason why I'm asking is because that, you know, if you're doing all that, he cleaning you up, then he should be able to go down. I mean, especially if you're not using any, like, I don't know if y'all use any condom and anything like that, but if you're not using any condom, man, look, you free fall.
You gotta stay to the top.
You gotta stay to the top. Your blood is my blood. I'm vampire. I'm be a vampire.
That's right. Blackula.
Your blood is my blood.
That's it. Bone of my bone, blood of my blood.
That's right. Membrane of my membrane.
That's it. Stay to the top. Stay to the top. You avoid.
Insane in the membrane.
In the membrane.
But you said I got a message?
Yeah, you got a message.
She may be quiet because he's starving over there. That's what his problem is. Right, Jimmy?
Don't you worry. I'm going to send you a picture of this. The lunch meat, like you call it. That's not no lunch meat. No, it's the love meat. Love meat. Like I told you yesterday in your podcast.
Oh, my God.
It was a nice podcast too.
If that's what you want to do, go for it. I don't care. If that's what makes you happy, do what makes you happy. That wouldn't bother me. If you're enjoying it, do it.
You're right.
They stay to the top. They stay up above. Yeah, stay and top. Don't be put no tongue in anywhere. Top, yeah, you're fine. Down. Stay at the top and around. Yeah.
Cali.
Do not, under any circumstance, send me no picture at all. No. No, no, no.
Cali's a bad woman.
She's a bad girl.
Hey, you know, Cali, I'm going to give you your flowers right here. You're a bad woman. You know what I'm saying? Look, you like it on your forehead, you like it on your head top, you like it behind your head, you like it on your ear top, you like it in your ear lube. You're a bad woman.
Bad girl.
I mean, like.
She's my hero.
She is my hero. Mm. Good gosh. So, Cali, can you do a tutorial? Can you tell me about how you do a tutorial on the stuff that you do to make ladies successful in the bedroom? Huh?
I just thought about something that y'all were talking about, being a vampire. What if she tell you that she gonna put the, she put the witch call in the, my mind just went blank. The joint with the string. You know what I'm talking about. There it is. Yeah. So you can put tampon in that way to absorb while you dying there. If you wash first, put tampon in, and then you go do your business. Would you do it?
I don't know, but you sound like you speaking from experience.
Why do you always say this? I'm asking them. You know me. I'm sitting here, I'm listening to y'all, I'm laughing.
Exactly. Exactly. I know you. Exactly. I know you. Exactly. I know you. That's what I'm saying. When you ask a question, it comes from It just it come it yeah. You either you done heard about it or you done tried it before. So
why you gotta try?
That's why everybody, that's why Gray laugh. That's why G Man laugh, because he know, even he know.
No, I listen to my brother speak. Y'all, we have conversations. I listen to y'all and I'll be like, hey, look, let me, I ask the question for y'all, to y'all. So that's what
ask the question for us, to us. Yeah. I ain't never asked that question.
It's like FUBU.
I never asked that question.
You know what I'm saying? It's for you, by you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I ain't never asked that question. And I'm pretty sure G-Man and Dale didn't ask that question either.
Never asked that question.
I never said ask the question. When I said, would you have a conversation? Everybody talked.
We ain't had no conversation about that. You know what? I'm going to look at the group chat, but I ain't never seen a conversation about us bringing that up.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was when we was on the phone and you and I on the phone talking.
Oh, look at you.
What you mean? I see you
moving the goal, moving the goalpost. I see what you're doing. Next thing you know, you're gonna get your own little podcast on TikTok. I'm just saying.
I'm living on the edge. The big Foley. You and your tag team partner over there. Oh man,
shit. You stupid. You stupid.
I'm living on the edge. We got two messages booming around with y'all.
Alright.
Shoot, I like that dick. I take a hold of that dick and slap it on my face when it's all slobbery wet. I sure do. And that's how I get it all over my face. You know, I'm spitting on it and throwing it. I got a hold of it at the bottom of your balls and I'm just slapping them on my face. Yes, I am. And rubbing my tongue on the tip of it. And then when you come, it's still rubbing on my face. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Callie, I'm done.
All three of them got their mouths wide open right now. What the hell?
All I can say is, well, damn. I'm through. I'm good, man. Damn.
Oh, shit.
I bow down.
Oh, man. Ooh, that's too funny. Not me. I'm sitting here.
Normally, when we playing the messages, you kind of hear people talking in the background. Nobody said absolutely nothing. Everybody wanted to hear this message in its entirety. So, mouth wide open right now. I don't know why y'all surprised.
I don't think anybody's surprised. I've been laughing. I think everybody's been laughing.
Hey, bro, this message for you, this next one.
Bro, I think I'm bleed dried. You been doing that, bro?
Can't believe nothing. Yeah. You can't believe nothing Grace would say.
No, she got that from your question, not from us saying anything. Hey, you're the only one that has these type of questions. You're the only one that come up with these type of questions.
I don't come up with nothing good. It springs off the conversations that take place.
We've never had that conversation, though.
I'm saying within the show, as y'all are talking, and then as people leave messages, I have questions based off what people say.
Oh,
I feel like everybody has questions. I just ask them because I think they're funny. Do I think you've done that before? Maybe. But
who, you?
You. You know I'm allergic to blood. I can't be around it. You know that.
I don't know that. I didn't know that. That's something new. No, I didn't know that. No.
Well, I think we're on that.
Ew, blue.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that. Yeah. That shit sound fake as hell. Yeah.
That's the other question though. What Cal was talking about the balls thing. I was like, when you like nobody saying nothing. I was like, that makes the bottom of my stomach hurt. Feel like I don't like my balls played with. It makes me feel like I'm on a ride at Carowinds or something. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, oh, that shit is random. All right. So you feel like you're on Top Gun, huh?
Hey, shit, it's horrible. You're like, ugh, please stop.
For some reason, I feel like that's a lie, but okay.
Hey, okay.
I just feel like that's not the truth. But okay. All right.
You know how G-Man say the slinky, that's how you gonna get it back to gummy.
Yeah. I might give him one of them screwballs. I like them. I like them screwballs.
Wait, what is going on in the back?
Wait a minute. Hell going on in that background.
So let me say this. We drinking screwball. So we sitting out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people don't know that it's a peanut butter licorice.
Liqueur, yeah.
And it's pretty good. So we just finished a bottle. So he said he like it and all that stuff like that. And which is good. I mean, it's like smooth and all that stuff like that. Everybody need to try it.
Oh, wow. I don't drink.
Yeah, I had it before. I had it at Robert's house, at old Roberto's house. It is pretty good.
Ro, this next message is for you again.
Ro, it's because you're not picking the right people to do it gently. You know, I put them both in my mouth. I could do one, but I could do both as well. I'm very gentle. I massage.
Man, you go paralyze.
Put my little nails gently on them and kind of tug it a little bit.
What the hell was that? What was that?
Said you gonna paralyze.
Put both in there now.
You can't put both in your mouth because I paralyzed. Think, imagine if you put one, that's good. But if you put two in your mouth, like I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Oh Jesus.
Whew. Y'all are gonna need a cold shower after I get done with y'all asses. I told you be ready for me. I told you.
Callie, you don't mess us up tonight, man. Look, I don't even need a cold shower. I'm sitting on top of the roof. You ever heard that sound? Car don't need no roof. We be in the city. That's me.
Yeah.
Right now. If you ain't even ever heard that sound before, you need to listen to it.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sitting up here and I ain't even know it. I'm listening to Rocco right now. You ain't even know it. Every single thing that's going on, I ain't even know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, she so far ain't listening to Turnpike Ike.
Yeah. So I ain't got no roof.
Can you pass that phone right there? Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You can throw that up in the air and I yes, sir.
Oh God, almighty.
Kelly and I mess up the whole podcast. Got every single look, got Gerard on mute, got Road Dog sitting there thinking about how many chips he's supposed to be pitting in tomorrow. Got Dale over here, he pitting so many dang on Germex on his hand, he just rubbing it all on his ankle and kneecap and forehead and all that stuff like that. Got G-Man right here. I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't even know it.
Oh shoot. Damn, that's too funny right there. Wonder, you ain't got nothing. Thought you and old Telly Blanchard was gonna have some more
what?
Some more funnies on.
Oh, Nah, I ain't got nothing. That message, though.
So, gentlemen, when was the last time you spread your legs open so the woman could get all up in there? You know? Let me have all that. Let me get all the balls. Let me just massage the hell out of you.
You didn't even know it, homie. You didn't even know it. That's not the way I said it. Because, you know,
Callie had a question.
No, I'm going to answer a question.
Oh, okay.
For me, I never spread like a bald eagle, but hopefully she could tell me how that worked.
What about you, Dale?
Man, nah, I'm at a loss.
You're lost.
How about you?
Huh? No.
I oh didn't. Yeah, you,
not
you,
my you, leg.
You been spread.
Not
you
my leg spread. No, yeah. No, I wasn't.
You spread.
No, I wasn't. You spread. No, I was not. Nah.
Yeah.
It threw me off. I know, no, because I normally ask. I normally answer the question last. I'm normally the last one to answer the question.
No, you ain't.
I'm normally the last one. I said no. I haven't. You said yes, you have. I said no, I haven't.
No,
I haven't.
Think about what you said. You said huh?
Yeah, I said huh, because I normally don't answer the question last. I mean, I normally answer the question last. I was about to ask Ro, but then you asked me, so that threw me off. I said, huh?
Hey, G-Man.
But no.
Man, Gerard said, hell no, I'm a thug, goddammit. I just turn around and arch my damn back. Catch me with my damn legs up in the air.
Oh, shit.
Nah, don't play that music. I want you to answer the question. Don't be doing that. You guys are hilarious. Love it.
Ro, you never answered the question.
Oh, because I answered no. I don't like my ball. I don't like my nuts played with. So you do it, ain't gonna happen. But you, on the other hand.
What did I do? What?
I guess. The fact of you saying no, I said turn no. Over, and then I arch my back.
I didn't say I turn over. I didn't say anything. You said that.
He said, hey, listen here, goddammit. I'm a man. My legs, man. Now, when you ready to turn over, you ready to stick your head up. You better not ask me to hold my cheeks over.
Oh shit. Y'all are something else.
Well, I'm telling you, you don't like it because you haven't had the right person to do you right. So now you got these horrible experiences. You just gotta get the right one. You gonna want her over every night. What's the matter, Ro? Once I get done with, you know, your balls and everything, I am gonna turn you around. I am gonna lick your ass. I sure am.
Ro, she said when she get done with you.
Girl, I said that's the respectable thing to do. No.
She said when she get done, she go turn you on your side and lick your ass. So that's what she said.
So question, do you get offended if you like smack you on your side of your thigh? Or she smack like your butt cheek like, hey, flip over. Do you get offended or just like?
I don't know nothing about that because ain't nobody ever did that.
No, I'm asking you though. That time though, did you just be like, I?
That time never happened. That never happened. That never happened.
Or did you?
Like, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Being like, you just like turn and was like, hey, don't do that again.
You want see what you know? What you're doing is. You heard me when I said that ain't never happened, but you want to continue to make it seem like that really happened.
It was like, oh, we're gonna talk about this later.
No, that ain't never happened.
I'm just asking. You that way you get offensive. I'm just asking.
I'm not, because it didn't happen. Okay. It didn't happen.
Okay.
You want me to what?
I didn't want you to feel like you was pressured to do something. I just asked, you know.
Pressured to do what?
I don't want to bring up past trauma.
What past trauma?
I'm saying, if she smacks you on your thigh like 8-4, is it better if she say turnover or does flip over sound more egregious?
I don't know, because I've never had that happen. So I don't know.
Hey.
Why you keep saying okay like that?
We're all here for you, okay?
What the hell?
You sure about that, Gerard? You've never been slapped on the ass.
See what you started, bro? See what you started.
Why'd you been me quiet over there? G-Man, why are you being quiet? So yeah, when I've been in the doggy style position and, you know, I get a little happy and I don't want you to move, I might grab the back of your thigh or, you know, grab your ass and be like, don't move, stay right there, don't move.
So, hey, look, so, question right quick to the
left. Here you come. Oh. Quiet. You were quiet the whole time, and then as soon as she said that, said she'd be in that doggy style.
The question, right quick, right? So we got three ladies on the bottom, right? So what is the best position for you guys? You know what I'm saying? Cali girl, you know what I mean? You all over the place, right quick, you know what I mean? So what is some of the best position, you know what I mean, that you love that your man have you in? You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact that a lot of people like missionary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like doggy style. Then mm-hmm. a lot of people like just
like cowgirl
and girl on top. But you know, the one that a lot of people also love is when they walk in the door, you grab them and you put them on top of the counter.
Yeah.
It's called counter soup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead. Play that message, Gerard.
From my understanding, Ro said he into the Amazon.
There he is.
Ro said he into the Amazon.
I believe
when
that.
He got his legs. Yeah. He got his legs on her shoulders.
I mean, look, sure. I believe that.
Now you said something that is like mad missionary. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Well, G-Man, I've been talking a whole bunch. I'll let them speak. And if not, we can carry on to the next question.
Oh, God. I'm just waiting.
Hmm?
Well, I mean, like, if you think about it, it's like... So, you do have ladies that like different positions.
Or prefer.
They prefer different mm-hmm. positions. Like, a lot of... I mean, what we love... They might not love that position. You know what I'm saying? So we got to actually, like, get them where they love.
And communication is the key.
Man,
I don't mind a woman telling me I want more of this and less of that.
That's right.
You know, I would like for you to do this and spend more time here than that. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's why I always say, man, I ain't even know it.
And see, and when you think, we go back to our topic.
You ain't even know it.
Exactly. As far as, you know, who cheats better. I think it's the one that communicates the best.
You sum that up. The person who communicates the best is the cheater.
The cheater, or the one that cheats the best.
The cheat the best.
Yeah, because she expresses or he expresses what he wants, and so she or he is willing to.
Man, don't mess this podcast up. Ah, look,
we're here.
Look, so if you have somebody that communicate too much. And they mess around and communicate too less. Are they cheating?
I think the one that communicates the most effectively gets what they want. And anytime you're getting what you want, be it from your partner or your cheat on, is the one that wins.
So let me tell you this. Even though the sex symbol is not here.
Yeah, JP, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even though he's under the weather, the sex symbol is under the weather. So let me say this. So you saying that if I should happen to say that I love having sex, my woman should actually be able to.
She should respond to that. She should be like, "How do you, next question out of her mouth? How do you want it?"
So if I say I like it doggy, if I like it backspin, because a lot of people
if it's doggy, she gonna bend over.
Backspin is like like when the legs go all the way down, and then she's you just like she's spinning around. You just have your.
We used to call that a spinner back in the day.
Oh,
she just sit and she can spin.
Yeah,
she just sit on it and spin all the way around.
Man, that's a dangerous woman. Look, if she's spinning like that, boy, you gotta keep you. Man, just you got
all the way around on.
You least gotta have 9 or 8 to actually fulfill her dream.
Just stay on it.
Yeah, I mean fulfill her dream.
Yeah.
Like Monkey Man said a long time ago. I am a monkey and I beat my chest. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, on a serious tone, I mean, like, if you think about it, like, relationship is what you bring it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
we're still communicating.
Yeah, I mean, and when we as like when you sit there and say, "Got the draws," that's something I used to say when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Got the draws. I go to the clubs.
Got them draws.
And then my cousins, they used to say, man, you hit that?
You get them draws.
And the first question they used to ask, use condom or you went bareback?
My boys like, was it good? They never asked, was it condom or bareback?
Because, you know, if you think about it, man, if you have sex more than with 4 or 5 people, then they won't ask that question. You know what I'm saying?
Were you strapped up?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I was laughing at something else.
Nice.
I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead. Don't pay me no attention.
We good.
No, y'all can go ahead. We good. No,
I was laughing at something else. No, I'm going to tell y'all later. I'm going to tell y'all later.
Oh, Jesus. That was good. Yeah.
So y'all, did y'all see the person that was in? Did y'all see the guy that was in the room? Somebody said he looked like a prisoner. So that's what made me laugh.
Oh, shit.
That's what I was laughing at.
That's what I felt.
People are crazy.
That's
what I was like, you see that guy down there? You see that guy down there? He look like a prisoner. Shit. Oh, I hope he didn't come back in the room. Nah, he ain't come back here. Oh, man, that was funny. Oh, shit. Like I said before, we appreciate everyone that's listening. We appreciate everyone that's gonna be listening later on. So,
yes, sir,
no doubt.
And we want to thank the listeners that we picked up in Buffalo, Wellsboro. You said in Hampton,
yeah, Virginia,
yeah,
Virginia.
Was it another one?
If there's any topics that you guys want to hear us discuss, let us know. Because, you know, we're not afraid. We're not intimidated by any topic, any subject. We down. And we surely appreciate each and every one of you.
Yes, sir.
And if you ever want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, eating pussy and stuff, then we will let the professor of the podcast, Roll 24, he will take the lead on that episode.
You're talking about sex summer? Come on, JP? Y'all talking about jumping?
No, I said Roll 24. I said Roll 24. That's what I said.
I'm anorexic. I don't eat nothing.
He's the best. And then we work right now. We're working on our part of the Patreon. So that hidden show that we make jokes about, that show, whenever we get that set up, that show will be on that. Will be on our Patreon, and then you'll be able to hear what we're talking. What me and G-Man was talking about when we said that Ro is the professor of eating pussy, because he gave us a whole class that night. Yes, you did.
Nah.
I want to say he said, at some point he said, two in the stink and two in the pink. That's I think that's what I remember.
What?
Oh.
Don't recall none of that.
Yeah, you don't recall a lot of things you said in that show.
Oh, I do. I listened to it.
Oh, you did?
Exactly.
Oh, we got a message from Callie.
And now they end their show so they could get their washcloths and clean up after themselves. If only you had somebody to lick it up.
Thank you, Callie.
Callie, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a UPS mine to you. Will you drink it?
Wow. A shot glass.
She put up the heart emoji.
Well, got real quiet again. Next week's episode, we're going to have what? How many? It's going to be all, what? It's going to be what? Four of us? Five of us?
Probably four of us.
Four of us? Okay.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hell no, I'm not gonna drink some crusty ass 5 day old mailed box. Come, you crazy.
Callie, wow.
Callie said you better send that shit next day delivery.
No. Look, I get where she coming from.
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
sir. And, well, y'all.
But we, you know what? We really, really appreciate the listeners tonight. You know?
Everyone. Callie, you've been a superstar.
Thank you.
You've been a rock star, Callie. Thank you.
And you know, her name need to be not Callie no more. Her name need to be Gangsta.
Okay.
Gangsta Love.
Callie, again, we thank you. Matter of fact, not only Callie, but all the ones that took time to pay attention to us.
That's right.
Like
that's
I said, we're having fun, and we're hitting on some topics that may make sense to some, may not to others. But again, we appreciate everyone.
That's right.
Like I said, and all the new listeners we've picked up, hey, we're going to be around for a bit. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Another fun Friday night with the bunch of y'all. Yeah. You guys have a good night, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Callie.
No doubt.
Well, thank you, my students. Thank you, my students. Next class, next Friday, be there.
yes. And you know, like you, Callie, you have been a part of this show.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you think about it, since we've been a part of it, and we appreciate you.
Yes, no doubt. Definitely, no doubt.
You bring that attention to the game. You know what I mean? So we appreciate you.
Much love.
That's right.
I agree with that.
But if well, you don't have anything else.
Y'all, I was about to say, y'all got any final thoughts?
That's again, we just, as always, before we close, we want to thank everybody that listened. Again, like I said, again, you know, guys don't know how much it's therapeutic for us. And so we appreciate each and every one of you.
Yes.
So like I said, again, we look forward to the next one. Hopefully, prayerfully, JP will be with us. He'll be feeling better. And he'll give us a little bit more insight. But again, Callie, you've been a rock star tonight. Again, for everyone that just listened and never said a word, you guys mean just as much. We appreciate you.
G-Man, you got anything?
Nah, I'm good over here.
Yeah. And Callie, bro, you got anything?
Darling Nikki.
You said what that?
Bro, you got any final thoughts?
Oh, let me see. I got something tonight. I will say, never let go of the view because it could be blocking the universe.
God damn. Oh, shit. Damn.
Hey, I need to get you. Hey, look, I need to get you down the club, G-Man. You know? Look, hey, I like that. Hey, bro. Look, we got two. We got one more message, but I like that. Good job.
And now rephrase that, G-Man. I bring the stiffness, the throbbing, and the imagination, the desires, and the wants and needs of you fine gentlemen. What the fuck was that, bro? What the fuck was that? I thought you were going to say, never let go of the view of warm between your legs. That's what I thought you were going
to say. She said, what the fuck was that? She said, what the fuck was that?
Oh, God.
All right. Like I said, like we said before, we appreciate everyone that stopped through. We appreciate it, Callie. Leaving all the messages. Yes, we appreciate everyone that, like I said, came through, but really couldn't say it, you know, maybe couldn't say anything, but just being here and support, we appreciate it.
No doubt.
And we'll be back. We'll be back next Friday night. Yes, and if you want to hear any of the past episodes, we're on all streaming platforms. You can check us out on YouTube, Amazon Music, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere you listen to your podcast, that's where we are. So with that, we're out.
Peace.